All my life I wanted to be a cop. Like I can remember nothing else. I remember this one time. There was something happened, a domestic argument or something. I went over to see what was going on. I always the red light going around and around. All these people, and I couldn't see. And I kept saying, well, do you know what's going on? Do you know? Nobody knew. All of a sudden, the crowd just parted, like the Red Sea, you see? And there were these guys in blue, and I said, they know.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of Serpico.
Hey, drop your cocks and grab your socks.
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway. And Arnie, Stewart, and Jacob are reviewing 11 movies where Al Pacino plays cops and mobsters.
Will you do me a big favor? Don't tell anybody I'm a cop. You know, let me just sort of do it myself.
You can hear these reviews by donating to Now Playing.
You got guts, integrity.
It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years. That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday.
They made their word. They're reliable.
Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Let's go to a movie.
Will you quit handling me? What are you doing? Go to a movie. How am I going to go to a movie? You know, they'd kill me if they knew. Do you know that?
This week, donors of $35 or more will get this week's Serpico podcast. Here's a preview of that show.
Things like this were common practice in the bad old days. Hard to believe it's still going on.
This podcast preview may contain harsh language and plot spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Before it's all over, we'll find you face down in the East River.
So we begin at the end of the story, a common device these days, I feel like, in television. They do it all the time to hook you. But here, before we may know anything else about Frank Serpico, we know that he's dying. We know that he's been shot in the face. Ugh.
Yeah, and I think this is a great way to open it. It builds this mystery, especially the first time I watched this when I didn't know what the film was even about. But yeah, you have this cop getting brought in by other cops, shot in the face, and everyone's like, Serpico's been shot. You're like, oh, this is like a big deal. Like, why is everyone so tense about this moment?
The fact that we get somebody coming in, was it a cop who did it? And there's enough cops around who want to do it. This is done for the exact same reason TV shows do it. They want to hook us early because this is a slow burn movie. It's one that slowly comes to a boil. And I think without this, it could feel like it was aimless. Knowing that it's going to end with him shot in the face, even if you know the story and know he's not going to die because you followed him in the news, knowing he's getting shot in the face means there's danger afoot. And so you're able to look at the angry cops and people around him a little bit more suspiciously.
Yeah, you know how bad it's going to get. And I think, you know, it's a martyr tale. I mean, the full beard, the way that Pacino looks like in this movie, it looks like he's playing Jesus. It doesn't look like he's a cop, which is, of course, part of the reason why he's discriminated against. But like Jesus Christ, his own people did him in, and I think they want to get that image burned into your head really quick. Not unlike Godfather.
Yeah, I definitely got that this time watching it. Yeah, with the long hair and the beard. Yeah, it does very much feel like a Christ metaphor at times.
Now, the biggest difference, I would say, from the stuff that's covered in the book and this movie is all the importance that is placed on Serpico's Sicilian heritage, which is kind of surprising because they knew Pacino was a big hit in The Godfather. You would think they'd want to include all of that stuff, but the script was written before The Godfather, and I know that the filmmakers were unhappy with it and brought in another writer at a certain point to try and change things. I think they went into production without having the script entirely the way that they wanted it. Consequently, I think you lost something here. By just the few scenes we get of the family, you don't understand how important his mother is, how important being Italian is. You wouldn't necessarily even know the Serpico name is Italian.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize it was Italian until the parents come in and the score. Come on. They're trying to bounce off a Godfather here, right? There's so much Italian music that sounds very reminiscent of, again, the Godfather. It was kind of annoying at times, like how much they just played up that Italian music.
Oh, yeah. Lovett was really mad. He was just like, I know that Dino is just going to run out there and get the same guy that did the Godfather and stick the same thing in. Dino was trying, and this was the compromise, was they found a Greek composer who had done work for Zorba the Greek and a famous movie called Z that was a political film out at that time as well. And yeah, I don't really like the score. They may be trying for a theme that is as memorable as the Coppola film, but it just doesn't really serve what I feel like is supposed to be a tragic story. It should be darker.
Yeah, to me, this sounds like The Godfather, the TV movie score. I really found it to be annoyingly 70s, and 70s television specifically. Like, I could have put it behind any episode of Charlie's Angels or The Incredible Hulk and it not blinked an eye.
I don't see this necessarily having to be tied to Italian culture. I know Serpico, yeah, he's Italian, but it just felt like really they're trying to ride the coattails of The Godfather, and it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, Serpico in real life did not have a constant girlfriend, but always had his mama in his life and his brothers. They're here to bounce off the idea that he's going to move to Greenwich Village and out of the old neighborhood, and they want him to settle down with a nice Marianne girl whose relatives are all cops. And he seems to want something different. He wants something different than tradition in his life. And that's kind of how they're setting up this character once we go back in time and we see him at the start of his police career.
I don't have a lot of faults with this film, but one of the big ones for me is just the details, like when he's going to Greenwich Village. I know what Greenwich Village means. That's where all the bohemian hippies and beatniks, like that's where they all went in New York. But I don't get that sense. Maybe you knew what that was in 1973. I didn't even get until much later when they're talking about, hey, there's this new thing called a marijuana cigarette. Let's try them. Oh, is this not 1970? Like it looks and feels so much like 1970s New York, but I guess it's supposed to be the 50s or 60s?
It's like 1967. It's covering about 4 years of his life.
67 seems late to be learning about marijuana cigarettes.
Maybe it is somewhat earlier. You bring a good point, but if the answer is, are these cops square? I think we get that early. I think we are always to see the New York police force as behind the times. Maybe the movie could do a better job establishing what hippie culture was, but I think they just assumed everyone knew how people felt about cops.
And I never took that as, hey, we've just discovered this new weed called marijuana, so much as training the cops in the street slang of it. Assuming the cops didn't come from a hippie weed-smoking culture, they need to know what it smells like, they need to have exposure to it and know what the slang terms are. I never took it as like this was some marijuana consultant they flew in from Berkeley to introduce the concept of weed to everyone, so much as this is just because you're going to be studying narcotics and going undercover. You need to know how to handle yourself with this, so here is training. And hey, that means if you fail a piss test for weed, well, I smoked it here. You guys gave it to me.
It was for work. Yes, but before this, I mean, we do start with Frank graduating from, the police academy. I feel like this could be a Michael prequel to the Godfather. Like, here's his rise, and this is why he was such a good guy, because, yeah, he's going to be a clean-cut cop right at the beginning.
And he's learning, you know, now that he's had his formal education, he's learning how it really works. He's partnered with the Patrolman of the Month, and instantly is finding out that these men are not the admirable heroes of the neighborhood that inspired him to be a cop when he was a kid. That they basically cut deals with deli owners so that they can eat for free and the guy can double park while he gets deliveries and not get a ticket. And I think this is an interesting conflict because Frank's just like, I want a good roast beef sandwich and you're giving me all fat. Why can't I pay for what I want and get it? Why do I have to eat for free and eat badly?
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018.
I want to compliment you for coming forward like this. It's unique. It's uniquely unique. You should be proud of yourself.
This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Assault on Precinct 13, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, plus the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
That's good news, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Okay, now which one of you guys want to come with me?
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Who the hell do you think you are trying to pull that no-testifying bullshit on me?
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion pictures reviewed or otherwise referred to herein. All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of the respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review and no infringement is intended.
Listen, we don't go overboard here. We're not sloppy, we're careful.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
I've done all I can do.
Goodbye, Frank.